Magma by Thora Hjörleifsdottir. Read by Genevieve Gaunt. Translated from the Icelandic by Meg Matic. This account is fiction, populated by characters who speak to the realities that women have long lived in silence. Shame and isolation thrive in that silence. If it isn't broken, this story will continue to repeat itself. I dedicate this book to those who have spoken out. Magma. Reykjavik, 2007. Chlamydia. I didn't know it would be such a big deal. It's not like it's incurable. Nobody's gonna die. We'll take antibiotics and then 10 days later it'll be gone. But now he thinks I'm a total slut. And I must be, since I've infected people. But I think he's being unfair. It shouldn't matter this much. He acts like I've rejected him because I've been with other men. We weren't together when I went to Central America. We'd gone on one date, and I hadn't even slept with him. I was traveling alone, so I slept around because I had nothing better to do and I needed to fill in the gaps. I didn't know that something would grow between us. In fact, I thought it'd never happen, but I became more and more taken with him as I traveled. He sent me near constant emails and he was always ready to talk when I went to internet cafes. We just started to connect. When I came home, we clicked. I fell head over heels. He's beautiful and smart. I don't know how many books he owns, hundreds at least, and he has this crazy DVD collection. But the chlamydia kept eating at him. He wouldn't stop interrogating me about the other boys. I held back at first. I only told him about one guy, a Norwegian in Cuba, and then I added the next one to the list, followed by the third, the fourth, the fifth. Fuck, I can't be expected to remember everything. I tried to explain that my memory isn't really that great, but he thinks I'm lying. We were gliding on a smooth current, and now he wants nothing to do with me. Bachelors, 1. He's moved into a basement apartment in Vesterbyer on the west side of town with a friend who is the very embodiment of a tragic bachelor. His roommate can't even take care of himself. He's at least 30, but he hasn't learned how to wash his clothes properly. He just leaves his wet clothes in the machine until they dry. The place is a cesspool. Their towels are all sour, and the smell gets pretty pungent when you dry off. And his roommate doesn't cook either. On a good day, he might boil a hot dog, but he seems to live on bodega burgers, chocolate chip cookies, and Diet Coke. He's crazy about Diet Coke. In the morning, he shuffles out of his room in a sloppy navy bathrobe, and the first thing he does is swig flat Coke from the bottle. I don't understand how we can live with this guy, but it's nice to be able to hang out by ourselves. We aren't together, but I'm with him all the time. Vegetarians. I think it's awesome that he's a vegetarian too. None of my friends are, and the girls are always teasing me about it. But we've banded together in our meat-free lifestyle. Plus, he's a great vegetarian cook, so I'm learning a lot. I've started to eat a much more balanced diet. I've graduated from grilled cheese and fries. He thinks it's offensive when people invite him to dinner and then offer him meat, and all his girlfriends have been vegetarians. He thinks girls who eat meat are repulsive. The X, 1. He still loves his ex-girlfriend, and they're still close friends. She's elegant and clever. She was at the top of